Thank you for calling Omex Health. My name is Austin. May I please have your first and last name so I can locate your account?
Sure. Vicky Phillips.
Let's see here. Could you spell your last name for me?
P-H-I-L-L-I-P-S.
What was the first letter?
Vicky. Oh, the first letter of my last name is P as in Paul.
Okay, can you spell it one more time? It had cut out. I apologize.
P as in Peter, H as in Harry, I as in India, L as in Larry, L as in Larry, I as in India, P as in Paul, S as in
okay.
Sam.
Vicky, V-I-C-K-Y?
Correct.
And could you verify your shipping address for me?
91 Bowdoin Avenue, Valley Stream, New York, 11580.
Said 11580?
Yes.
And how can I help you today?
Is this a subscription, like a recurring subscription? Because I received another O-Shot in the mail, and I only ordered one.
Okay. Yeah, I would have to find the account. See, I'm not seeing anything yet. I'm looking under Phillips and the zip code right now.
Because I was charged again $35.96 in my account on February 5th, and I didn't order another one. So if this is a reoccurring subscription, I need it to be canceled.
Yeah, I can definitely help you out with that. Again, we just have to find an account here. Can I get the email address you had used?
Phillips, my last name.
Email address.
The email address is Phillips, my last name. V is Vicky, K is in Kite, at gmail.com.
Okay, let's see here. Let's try this out. Maybe this will do it. It's P-H-I-L-L-I-P-S-V as in Vicky, K at gmail.com.
Correct.
I'm not seeing that anywhere. Do you know where you ordered it from?
From your website.
From the website?
Well, I'll give you another email address if you want to check something out. So, we'll try next. Let's see. I'd only found one Vicky Phillips before, but that address was in North Carolina, so I don't think that was it. Well, I was charged $35.96. I have a billing receipt here, and it was a charge that came out of my account from OSHOT.
Right. Let's see here. What is the last one on that card number you have been charged on?
1 second. The last four is 6706.
And that zip code again?
My zip code? 11580.
Let's see, that will pull it up. Nothing for that zip, nothing for those two. Let me try it with just the last four here. Nothing for that either. The latest charge I have for that is back in 2020. That's a different card, but same last four. Let's see here. I'm going to see. I'm going to get in contact with my supervisor real quick, see what's going on. Okay. See if they can help us out a little bit more. They're checking on it now, okay, ma'am?
Thank you.
Okay. So we'll try. I got one more thing we can try. I don't like using it much. Oh, what's the first six of that card number? That doesn't bring up anything. We don't have it. And you said you got this from omaxhealth.com, right?
Correct. That's the number that I called. That was on the invoice.
Mm-hmm.
41 Canon ME, Michigan. Is that it?
Sorry, say that again.
Is your address 41 Canon?
Oh, we're a call center. We have places all over. But yeah, they said just check first six.
You said the first
four.
Six of the card.
Right.
4207-6701.
All right, and let's see if that pulls up anything. Nothing. Let's see what they have to say about that, because that's not filling up anything.
Hey, hon, I'll call you back. Okay, thanks. All right, bye.
Okay, so I've got something for you to do. So OSHOT has their own different branch. What you'll do is email care@omaxhealth.com.
Is there a telephone number that I can call?
No, ma'am, not that I can tell. We don't have any on file.
care@omax.com?
care@omaxhealth.com.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
What am I emailing them?
You'll just email them your situation. The client wants to have you email, excuse me, Omax Health wants you to email directly to help you out.
Is there a supervisor I can speak to?
Let's see here.
Hello?
Give me one moment. I'm looking into it. See if we have someone we can send you to. Okay. Let's see here. I'm sending you over now, okay? But thank you for calling OMAX Health, and you have a great day.